Mr. Speaker, Americans believe that freedom to choose their own physician is of primary importance in evaluating the various health reform proposals. When an individual is facing a life-threatening moment of decision, that person wants to know that they, and not some faceless government bureaucrat, can choose their personal physician. The administration knows this and has stated over and over that the fee-for-service option must be offered to all. But when you work through the fine print of the September 7th draft, the fee-for-service option appears to shrink and then disappear, just like our doctor friend on this chart. For in the Clinton plan, the proposed fee-for-service actually eliminates many of the elements of fee-for-service. Let's walk with our fee-for-service doctor through these stop signs, or as Ira Magaziner would say, toll gates, and see if we can still find our fee-for-service doctor after this long and tortuous journey. First, there are a number of ways that states can waive fee-for-service. These include fee-for-service plan is not viable, page 62 of the September 7th draft.